Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with Stephen Hall, please.
He's not here at the time.
Okay, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone. Would you have a few minutes to participate, sir?
Fine. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, now, just for qualification, just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, sir?
My race?
Yes. White, African American, black mixed with black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian, mixed race, including African
American.
Okay. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on 2024 elections for president, Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
50-50.
50-50, okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
35.
Thank you. All right, and would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than the previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I don't really follow politics.
So, which choice would you give me? A much more important, somewhat more important, somewhat less important, or much
somewhat
less
important?
Somewhat important. Okay, somewhat more important, all right? And thinking about the direction the city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
I'm not satisfied.
So be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
He's doing a good job. He's
all right. Be strongly approved, somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved, okay. All right, sir, now here are some issues facing the country and your communities. The others say, you know, they're important in deciding how they vote for president. You know, for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue is to you. You say 10 if it's the most important issue, you know, deciding how to vote for president. You say 5 is somewhat important, and you say 0 if it isn't important at all, deciding how you vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first one is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10,
okay. The Israel and Gaza war.
3.
Ten, that one, and 3 on the Gaza war. Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Seven.
Okay. Working to lower and cancel student debt.
10.
Ensuring our borders are secure and stopping the flow of illegal immigration.
8.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? I'm very worried, somewhat worried, not too worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried.
Okay, not worried. Okay, and now I'd like to read you what some others have said, you know, that they believe are threats to African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to African-American community right now? Okay, you may choose 2. Cuts to Social Security nets, like Social Security and Medicare, stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of economic opportunity and job in your community, extreme politicians rolling back rights and freedoms, rising crime and violence, continuing the policies of Joe Biden, A lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump, you know, getting elected as president again. You can choose three to be two to be the most important to you. You want me to read them again? One by one, and you can give me two.
Yeah.
Okay, the first one said cuts, you know, to social safety nets like Social Security and Medicare. Stagnant wages and rising costs. A lack of economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Extreme politicians rolling back rights and freedoms. Rising crime and violence. Continuing the policies of Joe Biden. A lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, and the last one, Donald Trump getting elected as president again.
A lack of educational opportunity,
uh-huh,
and rising costs in the area.
Okay, the rising stagnant wages and rising costs, right? Okay.
Correct.
All right. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable. 50
is
means that
you're
not...
Is this the last one?
No, sir. No, we're in the middle. We're almost done, too, okay? 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending how you feel, if you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one would be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
50.
Cornel West.
I don't know who that is, but 50.
Okay, 50. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
50.
Donald Trump.
50.
Tammy Baldwin. Bowen.
I don't like her. 20.
20. Mandela Burns.
50.
50. The Democratic Party. 50? Okay, MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans? Make America Great Again Republicans?
I don't know. I'm holding the engine up in the air talking to you, so I'm trying to figure out how long this is supposed to take.
Okay, I never heard of MAGA Republicans or no opinion?
No.
Okay, never heard of them. Okay, the NAACP.
50.
Okay.
You said what?
50.
Yeah, I gotta wait for this part to get put up on this one.
Okay, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? Or if you're undecided, you can say too.
Undecided.
Undecided, okay. All right, sir, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Undecided. I don't know.
Okay. All right, sir. And if you have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say yes a lot, yes some, only a little, or nothing at all?
No, nothing at all.
No. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of characteristics or values that others have used to describe President Biden. Okay, for each one, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10, how much you agree with that description.